So I started taking piano lessons when I was about 6 and a half. Mother got me a wonderful piano, an upright, and my teacher was Francisco Ochoa, O-C-H-O-A, who was a fine pianist, and he was the pianist for the Symphony Orchestra in Mexico, who was conducted by Carlos Chavez. That was the name of the conductor, Carlos Chavez.
Before the lessons, you never had a piano?
No.
So you never had musical training before that? There was never musical instruments necessarily in your apartment?
But I had, but my mother always sang. We had radio going on all the time. So I grew up all my life with music.
What kind of music did your mom like listening to?
Well, we used to go to the opera. I was introduced to the opera and Bellas Artes every time we had. I saw Helen Traubel sing Valkyrie. I saw in person, I was a little girl, maybe 8 years old. We saw the Valkyrie with Helen Traubel, and what was the name of that tenor, a Swedish tenor? I was introduced to opera. We saw Madame Butterfly, saw La Traviata, all bunch of operas. Always went to the season of the opera, and of course the concerts, because my piano teacher was the principal pianist with the orchestra, with the Philharmonic.
Tell me how piano lessons came about. Did you ask to learn? Did mom ask you if you wanted to learn?
No, my mother felt that I had to have an instrument in my life, got the piano, and she said, you're going to learn to play the piano. And I'm very gifted. I have a fantastic ear, and whatever my mother wanted, if she would sing a song, I was able to go to the piano and play it for her. Even to this day, I do that.
So it was always the piano. It was never a choice.
And then I also took ballet. Mother introduced me to wonderful ballet lessons. I don't remember my teacher's name. I was excellent in Spanish dancing, learned to play the castanets. To this day, I still can play castanets. I have a wonderful collection of them. And so I have all my pictures of all the beautiful dances that I used to do as a growing up child.
So mom didn't have a lot of money, but she wanted you to be...
Always the very best. The best education, the best music instructions, ballet, and private Yiddish school that I went to.
Do you remember the name of the school?
Yes. Colegio Israelita de Mexico.
Do you remember your teachers?
I had in high school, elementary school I went to, I have to go back, in elementary school I went to public school. And that I also remember the name. Licenciado Miguel Aguirre.
From age 5 to about 9, you were in this school?
More than 9, to about 10 and a half, because at 11 I already went to high school.
High school was public high school?
No, that was a Jewish high school.
So at 10 and a half, that's when you first started a Jewish school?
About 11. Yeah, in 1941, yeah.
And how many years did you study in a Jewish...
And we graduated in 1945.
So it was about 4 years,
yes,
in a Jewish high school.
Right.
What constituted a Jewish high school?
Jewish children.
But you learned in English or
Everything
Spanish?
It was just for Jewish children, but all the subjects were taught in Spanish. We took English as a foreign language. We took Yiddish. We had to learn how to read and write Yiddish and converse in Yiddish. And in Hebrew. Hebrew was never my language.
But you had to learn to speak also in Yiddish and in Hebrew.
Oh, yes.
How did you speak to your mother when you were home? In what language?
My mother, I think we spoke, we spoke Spanish, and she would speak to me in Yiddish.
You would speak to her in Spanish, and she would answer you in Yiddish?
Mm-hmm.
But in other words, were you just having a casual conversation? That's the way it was?
That's the way it was.
Why didn't she speak in Spanish, and why didn't you...
She also spoke Spanish fluently. She had a little store, and she spoke Spanish fluently.
So why did she speak to you in Yiddish?
Wanted me to know the language.
Right, and why didn't she want you to speak to her in Yiddish?
Well, I guess I did, but I remember more than anything the conversation was that way. I might have spoken to her in Yiddish, too.